Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 422, and it's the second of a three-part series on the value of taking a spiritual retreat. At the time of releasing this recording, I shall be on my annual spiritual retreat. I'm recording this in advance, and it's the second of these three episodes on the value of a retreat and some tips to make such a retreat as meaningful as possible. Some of these are my own ideas and experiences from the last 20 years, and others come from a book called Wilderness Time, A Guide for Spiritual Retreat by Emily Griffin. Today, we're going to focus on planning and enjoying a spiritual retreat. Firstly, let's talk about the planning. How many points have I got here? 7, the perfect number. All right, the first one. Pray about taking a spiritual retreat. This is so significant. Don't just assume that by taking a retreat that you will be automatically, appropriately, spiritually minded on that retreat. Pray to be prepared. I've been praying about my retreat daily for the last 2 or 3 weeks and periodically before that. Ask God to move in advance to prepare you through your circumstances of life as you're living it now, as well as your inner spirit. Do that in advance. Secondly, discuss how you're going to make this retreat work if it affects anybody else. If you're just on your own, it might not. But if you're a parent or somebody with other responsibilities at work, at home, in your local congregation, make sure that people understand what you're doing and will support you, or at least not get in your way. Thirdly, pick a date for this retreat. Give yourself plenty of notice so that you can prepare. I booked my July retreat back in February or March this year, I think it was. Give yourself plenty of notice. You need to prepare yourself. Don't think, oh, I'll figure it out. At some point, a day will become available. You and I know that that strategy just does not work. Plan a morning, plan an afternoon, plan a day or an overnight trip. Put it in your diary and book it. Fourthly, tell everyone who needs to know that you're taking this retreat. Don't be apologetic. Don't feel you're burdening people. You're going to come back a better Christian after this retreat, and everybody around you will benefit. Fifthly, consider if God is leading you to a theme for your retreat. Is it to help you resolve some trauma or a conflict? Is it to deepen your prayer life, revitalize your love for God's word, to help you to love those who are lost? Is it to rekindle hope, strengthen your faith? It's certainly not necessary to have a theme, but it is necessary to notice as you pray about it if a theme arises. Is God drawing your attention to something? Sixthly, consider taking a spiritual book with you. One of my best retreats was taken in 2003 when I read the entire book On Grace by Philip Yancey. Changed my life. Seventhly, consider making a section of scripture a focus. One year I decided to make Colossians chapter 2 the theme text for my retreat. On that retreat, I had time to read through it many times and in different translations, and I prayed through it a number of times. I made notes on what I learned, and I found myself deeply enriched. Those are your 7 planning tips. What about enjoying the retreat? I just have 3. Firstly, relax. Remember, God is pleased you are with him. Your retreat is not a meeting. It doesn't have to have a schedule. You're hanging out with your best friend. Just enjoy it. If you do nothing else, this will be enough. Secondly, plan your times with God around what generally helps you to connect with him. I find high points and the seashore to be 2 places I connect more deeply with God than most other places. So when I go on retreat, I always spend some of my time on a mountain or a hill, or at least somewhere with a panoramic view. And if I can, on a beach, walking, talking, listening with God. Thirdly, don't think you have to be praying and reading the Bible the whole time. Some of my retreats, I've eaten delicious meals with God, sampled local beers with God, done some bird watching with God, visited local attractions with God. I hope you find these tips helpful. What helps you in planning a retreat, and what helps you to enjoy it? I truly believe that's meant to be how these things turn out. Let me know what you think. Leave a comment if you like. malcolm@malcolmcox.org is the email. I'd love to know what you think. And if you have any questions about this whole topic of spiritual retreats, they have blessed me. I'm looking forward to mine. I hope you might be able to do something similar and find it to be a blessing from God. Till the next time, take care and God bless.